You guys ready to go?
Or maybe jumping into holes too quick? Or
The biggest thing for me is you know, we got back early Tuesday morning. We spent as a staff looking hard at our game last Monday night game, and then we obviously had a short time to prepare for Detroit. So our focus has been on Detroit. You know, there's some things we want to do better. There's a lot of things we want to do better in a lot of different areas. But I didn't think Adrian was too quick in the holes.
Did he seem a little more uncomfortable running out of the shotgun? I know most of his
I'm not going to talk about it last week. We're trying to get ready, and we're going to put a game plan together that gives Adrian the best chance to be successful. You know, we're trying to put a game plan together every week to give all our guys a chance to contribute. And we really want to be a balanced team and be able to do the things that, you know, the defense makes available.
Teddy was known as being kind of unflappable. That was one of his key characteristics. Do you see him bouncing back, and are you concerned with what you saw?
You know, it's that's we talked about this summer. That's the nature of this league, and it's not going to go the way you want every week. And Teddy missed some throws early that he normally makes. You know, there were we had a lot of unforced errors where we created problems for ourselves. Looking forward to Detroit, we got to eliminate the unforced errors. We got to keep people from coming free at the quarterback. It's hard to play when you have people running free at you, and I think that will help Teddy a great deal.
Is there anything you can do in practice? I know both Teddy and Zimmer said he held on to the ball a little too long. Are there things you can do in practice to speed that up, or is it just something he needs to do?
Well, one of Teddy's strengths is getting rid of the ball quickly, and you know, there were times where he held the ball because there was no one open. There was times where he had to run. And people talk about, you know, when you're scrambling, how long it took you to throw the ball. Well, obviously that adds to the equation. But I don't see an issue in terms of him getting from the process when we started in late July and now. There are some times I'd like him to hold the ball a little longer and let the play develop. There's some times he needs to get rid of the ball quicker. There's no question. And we're going to say that probably after week 10.
How much do you tweak the offense, if any, to try and get Adrian more touches this week?
Well, we're looking at the things we have to do and the things that we do best to give us a chance to beat Detroit. So, you know, games come up different, and we all know that Adrian's a big part of what we do, and we want him to be able to have an impact on the game.
On how there were more calls for Adrian to get the ball last week, but the defense wasn't allowing it. Teddy was calling the passes.
Well, you guys talked about that Tuesday. So yeah, I mean, we can, and we're not going to dwell on that. You guys already talked to Coach Zimmer. He addressed that.
How much do you just give Adrian the ball and let him run? Try and, even if the defensive scheme is set up a certain way, just try and let him get into the line.
Well, like I say, we're going to do everything we can to let our best players make plays. We're going to do everything we can to have balance in what we do. You know, obviously we want Adrian to be a big part of that.
Are you fine with the offensive line, what you saw there?
Pardon me?
The offensive line, are you fine with what you saw there?
You know, as an entire offense, I said this 3 weeks ago. I'm probably going to say it for the next, I hope, only 6-7 weeks, because you're going to continue to get better as the season goes on. We have a lot of work to do as an offensive group. It starts with, to me, as I said a minute ago, eliminate unforced errors. We had too many errors where we have done it right in the past, where we had a little bit of confusion or a little uncertainty, and, you know, we had 4 or 5 times where we had guys coming free at the quarterback, and we have to eliminate those.
Do you give Teddy free rein on pre-snap calls and let him switch plays whenever he feels fit?
We have a system where we can give him free rein. We have a system where we can control it. We have a system where plays are locked in. We have a complete system. And again, you know, we have these conversations, and it's not probably in the best interest of, for me to tell you specifically which plays we were checking in and out of and which plays we weren't.
When he does have free rein during those moments, do you have complete confidence in him calling, making the right calls?
We wouldn't be in that situation if we didn't.
One last one for Dart.
All right, thanks.